Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
So, hey, welcome to Throwback Thursday, August 10th, 2017, the 10th it is. And as always, I start off by sharing my rhino of the day. I am sharing a pair of rhinos today. Can you see me here? There you go. Couple of blue rhinos. And what's the reason I'm sharing these rhinos? And what's with the clips? And what's going on here? So Throwback Thursday, look what I found. A whole bunch, two paper clips worth of IDs. Oops, wait, flip, oop. From back in my door-to-door sales days. How about that? So we were famous for disregarding every sign there is, no soliciting, who cares, you know, you can't sell here, every third salesman, we shoot him and take him out back, who cares, whatever, let's go, I got a good deal, if they don't want it, they say no. Hence, this is where I got introduced to the concept of the rhino. Thick skin. Keep charging towards the goals. Do not care about the slings and arrows and bullets and negatives and anything anybody can throw at you, we just keep going. So we use that as the symbol of our door-to-door sales business. And each there was a main supplying company, and then each of us that went through the program and went out in the field, as it's called, and did the door-to-door sales for a number of weeks or months, or in my case, 13 months. It was supposed to be a 3 to 6 month program. It took me 13 months. So anyone that starts off in a business that you're not that good at, but you stick with it, I can relate. I knew at the end of the rainbow there was something worth going for there and getting my own office. And when I did, I incorporated my own business. So some of these are from my own business, some of the businesses I worked out of when I was in the field. And yes, in all of these IDs have my photo on it, and I do have actual hair. So this is, in fact, Throwback Thursday. So let's see if I – oh, I see. What I did is I looped this clip through all of the IDs. So instead of maybe I'll unloop them. There you go. That was easy. So I have unlooped the IDs. And now I can separate them and show you each individual one. And let's see if I actually do that. So here's one. Remy Miller Associates, Inc., the Providence, Rhode Island office, run by my good friends Sheila and Larry Valancourt. And I do remember their first day in the same office that I was a manager, a trainer, a leader in. This is RTO East Coast Avalanche is from Newark, Delaware. You can see there the address in the Newark, Delaware, and there I am. Glasses, still have my glasses, but there's actual hair on my head. What do you know? Newark, Delaware. Here's another one, Winners Advertising. And the reason this set me off is I got a call today from the original leader, manager in the office that took me out on my first day to show me what it was all about. Actually, it was my interview day. I go out with a manager. I spend the day. I watch him do the door-to-door sales and get the slings and arrows thrown at him, but come back with an empty car and a pocket full of cash. And he brought in well over $1,000 that day, and it was extremely impressive, and he was going like crazy. And got back to the office, and then I meet with the couple that were running the office, and they make the decision whether they want to invite me in, and I make the decision whether it's something I want to do. And there we go, off and running, and the rest is history. I'll share it on another edition of Throwback Thursday. Let's go through some more of these. So here, this was the my manager's office. So I got a call today from him. 26 years with this business. Okay, I started in 1991, did it for 9 years, left in the year 2000. He started in 91 and just left the company, and now he's starting a new business. He called me, gave him some advice, which I do for anybody. Hit me up, steve@stevecypress.com, or a Facebook message, or put something here, and I helped him out. And then I gave him some options to if he would become a client of mine, and let's see if that's going to happen. It'd be a pleasure to work with him. He's brilliant, hardworking, great entrepreneurial mind, and all that. But This was, boy, now I'm trying to think. Yeah, this was either, this was, I don't even remember if it was my company or his. When he got promoted and, you know, went to run his own business, I was one of the managers in his business, and now I don't remember the exact name of his company. But this Winners Advertising, I think, was his company. So there's my ID when I was in the field as an independent distributor. Well, Quincy Mass was my company. So you know what? This was my company. His was Winner Circle Promotions. Mine was Winners Advertising. So what do you know? I have my own ID for when I went out in the field with my guys. And here's my location in Stoughton, Massachusetts. And it's the same photo that I then put on, looks like. Put on the same photo or a similar one, whatever. Of course, I suit and tie. It looked the same. I still to this day only wear white shirts. I only have white shirts, button-down shirts in my closet. So back then was the same. And that's my Winners Advertising in Quincy, Mass. This one. So my company and the first location was in Stoughton. Then I went out, and that was a shared office. Then I got my own solo location in Quincy, Mass. This is when I was learning that advertising division of that door-to-door sales company with Boss Advertising, Paulo Frattini in outside of Detroit, Michigan. And Rochester Hills, Michigan was the town. And that is my license to go around and sell stuff door-to-door. I won't take these apart because it's dragging on a little bit. Let's end it. But here is my, now this is one ID from my business. Another division of the company, Wholesale Direct of Connecticut, I called it. And there's my ID and my Connecticut tax ID and whatever mumbo jumbo we put on there to let people know this is a real company selling stuff. Everything's guaranteed, blah, blah, blah. And here is one from North Haven, Connecticut. Another office of business that I owned, my Wholesale Direct of Connecticut. Here's another one, also North Haven, Connecticut, different ID, same company. Wholesale Direct, for some reason I cut out the of, can I think this is the first one I got, and I used this one, the ID from the Wholesale Direct of Florida, where I went to train and manage people and learn and launch my business into that division of the company, and then I went up to Connecticut. So that's my North Miami Beach Wholesale Direct of Florida, and I guess I'm thinking now it's 20 years ago or 15, but when I got to my office, I had those ID cards, cut out the of Florida, until I printed my own that looked like this. And don't they just look like I made them up with an old, you know, on the computer with the old desktop publishing from 1990 whatever, when that was a cool thing. And so look at all those ugly colors that I put on there to prove that I had a computer. How much fun is that? And the last one, also my corporation that I had in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Volcanic Imports, Inc., Scranton, PA. And a whole number of other locations I worked out of and had IDs, and I don't where those are, but there's about a dozen of them. So that's Throwback Thursday, folks, for people that for some reason wouldn't believe that I did 9 years of door-to-door sales all over the country. That was me, or that just don't believe I ever had hair. So that's it for today, Throwback Thursday. Thank you, Marlon, for being here. Marlon Sanders, how cool is that? Phil Brakefield, coach. Jim is here. Brian Bagdall, author of the Happy Bible. I believe that's what it's called. Thanks, you guys, for being here. And for all the likes and comments and anything else or anything post on the replay, had some fun, as always, on Throwback Thursday. Not much of a business lesson there, was there? Simply a trip down business. Here's the business lesson. If you are looking to hire people to do any kind of sales or any kind of copywriting or any kind of marketing, look for them to have had experience doing door-to-door sales of some kind or face-to-face sales, what we call nose to nose, toes to kitchen table, get in there, get the sale. You don't sell, you don't eat. Plenty of days I didn't eat doing this thing, especially in the beginning, man. I couldn't sell a thing. I couldn't sell. I got evicted. Car broke down multiple times. I got robbed at gunpoint. I got thrown out of everywhere. I got arrested. I got this and that. You name it. The negatives happened. Hence, again, the symbol, the rhino. Thick skin. There are negatives along the way. It's just going to be there. You just go through them to get to where you're going, and then you get the reward of what you were looking to do. So keep your head in the game. Remember why you're there, where you're going. That was step six, step eight, step six out of our eight steps. Know why you're here and where you're going to get through those negatives. It's the same for no matter what business you're in. And the other one was door-to-door sales, the best training in the world. My 13 months in the field equated to decades and decades, lifetimes of sales experience. Had thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds a day of people I engaged with saying yes, no, maybe, whatever it is. That compacts an entire multiple lifetimes of sales experience into a short time. So look for that. The person will not only be tough as nails, but they'll be goal-oriented, they'll be self-motivated, they'll be hardworking, they'll go through the slings and arrows and the negatives to get the job done. They will hit their goals no matter what comes at them, and they will most of all know what works and what doesn't work in sales. And they can equate that into the written word, any kind of marketing on the internet, marketing in a brochure, a business card, a sales letter, a postcard, a Facebook post, a video, anything at all you want to do. You're going to have, so I'm not suggesting that right now you stop whatever you're doing in your business and go get a job doing door-to-door sales, but it helps if you had one, and if you're looking to hire people as you grow your business, anyone that's in contact with the public, look for that experience. There is no substitute for it, not even possible. Phil Brakefield has a comment here. Now I finally understand a great deal of why you are a Jets fan. Don't know what that means. The only reason I am a Jets fan is because my dad was a Jets fan, and we lived a few miles from Shea Stadium where the Jets played, and my dad had season tickets and took me to the games, and so I love Joe Namath. Still, that's the only joyful Jets day pretty much of their whole existence, is Super Bowl III in January, I think it was January 20th, 2000. I wish. It was 1970. And so, but I'm a Jets fan because I was born son of a Jets fan and followed my dad's footsteps, went to the games and loved them. Why I am now a Jets fan, extremely loyal, stubborn, won't give up on anything. Maybe that's what you mean why I am a Jets fan now. Because certainly traveling all over the country and living where I do now, 3,000 miles away from the Jets, every reason in the world no longer to be a Jets fan. But there's that stubborn, I will get it done no matter what, and maybe I will live to a time where the Jets are halfway decent team once again. Who knows? I might even live through the season to next season, 2019, where they might even win a game. How cool would that be? And Phil says, you toured that area like a maniac. I don't know what that means either. So I apologize for these going way over my bald head. From back in the day when I did have hair on all these IDs from back in my door-to-door sales days, toured that area like a maniac. I toured all these areas like a maniac because they did door-to-door sales. So it's always fun to this day still to meet people that are from any of these towns and cities all across America I worked in. And they're like, oh, you know, I'm from here. I'm like, really? Do you know that, pizza place on the corner? Tony's in there. Well, how do you know that? What? Door-to-door sales. Met everybody in the area, had a lot of fun, had a lot of negatives, had a lot of fun, made a lot of money, could tell stories all day about it. That's it for Throwback Thursday. Thanks, Phil, and everybody else for being here in the comments, and I will be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday. That's a day off for you advanced business owners, marketers, salespeople, advertising people, because I'm going to share a foundational tip that'll help you to get started, and it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be a good one. I'll be back early tomorrow because I am off to a business event that goes on pretty much, all day for like 6 hours. And it's at Chase Field where the Chicago Cubs play. And after this event, we stay and where the Diamondbacks play here. But tomorrow the Cubs are in town. So at the end of this event and all the speakers and the networking, whatever's going on, then we are going to partake of watching the Cubbies game against the Diamondbacks. So it's going to be a fun day tomorrow. I'll be on early with my Foundational Friday tip. Leticia, good to see you too. Thanks everyone for being here, and I'll catch you tomorrow on Foundation Friday from the Rhino door-to-door sales world.
thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.